Welcome everybody to Bread Time. This is Gabriel Valdivia.
And this is Charlie Dietz.
Today we're going to talk about what's on everyone's mind. Should designers code?
We thought that the very worst idea for a podcast would be what we should do today.
Well, here's the thing. Every time I've heard people talk about this is oftentimes on Twitter or on off and on conversations, but it's usually followed by a gigantic eye roll of like, oh, not this again. But I never actually had that conversation with anybody. Like, should they code, yes or no? It's always like, oh, yeah, they should do whatever they want. Next. So let's see if we can dig a little deeper on this topic.
Let's start. Ready? Should designers code, Gabe?
Yes.
Oh, damn. I think so, too.
Well, why? Why should they code? Here's the question. Why do you think it's important for a designer to code? There's two ways in which we could approach this. One, what is a designer? Mm-hmm. And two, what does a designer need to do to be effective at their job?
Okay, so I think a designer is a name that's put on a certain type of person who tends to do a certain type of thing. I think it's pretty loose.
No, come on. It's just somebody that does something? What? No.
I think, yeah. I mean, it's like, am I a designer?
Wait, so if I just chop meat, am I a butcher designer?
If you chop meat, you could probably claim butcher and I'm not going to be angry at you. But if you're chopping meat in your kitchen and you claim butcher, I could probably be like, I don't know if you're really a butcher.
Okay, so now you're like lumping design with art. Anything is design, anything is art, anything is being a butcher.
No, I'm saying that I'm probably a designer because I do that all the time.
Okay, well, I'm going to be more controversial here because I don't like this gray area. Design in this context, within the code context, is someone that makes software products.
Okay. Call product designer. So should a product designer also write code is the question now we're getting to, right?
Well, no, not all. Yeah. Is it required for a designer who works on software products to understand and be familiar with writing code in order to land a job?
No.
See, I think yes. Okay. So, okay. I think if I'm going to hire a designer to work on this a software company, I think they should know how to code to an extent. And what that means to me is having curiosity and familiarity with coding knowledge.
Yeah, I think like for product designers, people who work in software, there's the natural curiosity to know like how this stuff works, right? And that's why, yeah, probably designers should code because they'll have some sort of viewpoint on that more than they could if they just consider it a black box. And they also, you know, build empathy for engineers. They also understand what designs are more likely to get built successfully and why. So the more you know about code, the more you can be a better designer in those realms. I've worked with two different people who I don't think knew how to write code very much at all. And I had two different experiences with them. One person was still so deeply understood UI and UX paradigms and like understood like the user experience and stuff like that and could come up with really great designs because they understood what people went through, but they also had a fundamental understanding basically how software should behave by mimicking patterns that already exist, right? So that person did not know code, but they did understand things at a level that they could create extremely successful designs with, right? Another person came to digital product design without those understandings, and they had like a little more trouble with knowing what was gonna work or not when they made designs. And also like, they didn't understand, I think more so than understanding code, they didn't understand pre-existing design patterns within the digital landscape.
That makes sense. Okay, so maybe there is a way to be proficient at your job if you're not fully familiar with the tools used to really execute on your designs. I believe that. But I think when people ask this question, it could be interpreted in two ways. One, should I, as a designer, learn how to code to get a job? Or two, should I, as an employer, require my designers to code to hire them. And what people mostly have a problem with, as far as I understand, is this idea of telling people what they should do, right? This is why people default to the idea of, yeah, they should do whatever they want. Like, whatever works for you, whatever works for your company, I don't want to tell you what to do. But I think you are forced to come up with that heuristic yourself, right? If you're building a team, let's say you today are building a team and you're planning to make a software product, would you hire a designer that understands how to code, or would you hire a designer that doesn't? I think that would say a lot about what you think designers should or shouldn't do.
If you are curious and like trying to figure those things out and dabbling in them, even if you are terrible at them, there's something cool about that to me. I feel like when you are exploring these things that are related, you're probably gonna be a curious person and do a good job, at least at that in that realm of your work. Okay, this is how I would flip it. If I ask two designers, should designers code? And the one designer says no, and the other person says yes, I'm probably gonna like nod my head and laugh to the person who says yes. But to the person who says no, I would like want to talk about it further, right? So the person who says no, I would say to them this, like, okay, well, if you had an engineer, would you like that engineer to know a little bit about design? And like, I could see the answer going two ways. Some people would be like, no, that's not their profession. They don't need to know about it at all. That's unimportant. And for that person, I'd say, okay, cool. Like, designers shouldn't code for you. Like, that's, I see your viewpoint. Like, you believe in the separation of those fields.
But the question is, do you agree? And if so, what should be the law of the land?
Well, if the other person said, yes, an engineer should know a little bit about design because that'll make the chance of my design being more implemented to the way I would feel like would be best, to that person, I'd say, okay, well then that's why you should know a little bit about code, right? Like, if like engineers actually do know a lot about design, right? Like, they are designing their code base often, and like they have naming conventions, and all these things are actually like elements of design. So it only makes sense for us to kind of care about like what they're doing in reverse.
It makes sense, as much as it makes sense designers to learn anything, right? Like, a designer should learn about woodworking because that probably makes them a better designer. They should learn about theology because that makes them a better designer, right? Like, the knowledge is usually better all around. But I guess the controversy happens when...
That's controversy for everyone who speaks English.
It happens when you require certain things from people in order to hire them, right? And because that sends a signal to people that are trying to like become proficient in this labor, and they're trying to figure out what they need to do to become hireable, to become employable. So having a gray answer there, I don't think is useful to people, because they're trying to figure out, hey world, what do I need to do to get a job like you? Right? Do I need to learn how to code? Do I actually need to do that? Should I spend time on that? Or should I spend time learning branding, marketing, woodworking, you know, theology, whatever?
Yeah, I think the question is not should product designers code, but probably how much should product designers be able to code?
Like, and what do they do with that knowledge, right? Should they be actually coding? Mm-hmm. Should they just use that knowledge to inform their design?
Okay. Us working together at certain times, like when we did Talk Turkey, you brought me a like CSS theme of like what it was gonna like look like, and I was like, oh cool, like Gabe like got this, like it's probably open source off GitHub somewhere, and I implemented the back end to it, and I like plugged it all together, and I was like, great. And you were like, yeah, didn't I do a good job? And I was like, well, what are you talking about? And you're like, I wrote all that shit. And I was like, oh my god, it was like really well written. And you didn't design that in like Sketch or something like that. You designed it in code, and that made the process of getting to a completion point for us infinitely faster, right? So that was cool. Like, it was cool that you knew how to code, because it benefited our process. Like,
here's the thing, I work in VR, and a big part of VR is prototyping, and a big part of prototyping is code. However, the more and more intense you make your VR products, the more and more intense the coding belongs, right? Becomes. So at some point, a designer becoming more of a concept artist, where you're making these storyboards of how this prototype should work, and then you sit next to a prototyper or an engineer and kind of art direct them as they make it because of the intensity, maybe intensity is the wrong word, the immaturity of that industry, right? Like right now, for web and mobile, there's a lot of tools that make coding and developing fairly streamlined, whereas like something like VR is a little bit harder. So I would say for VR, it's really hard to ask designers to know how to code to an extent where they're actually delivering the experiences that they need to make something compelling.
Two things. One is like the way I've gotten better at coding is there's been intentional moments and unintentional moments. The intentional moments is like the first time I went to make my Moon app, I like went out of my way to like really learn to code, and that was like really hard, and but I had a goal in mind, so I was trying to progress. I wanted something to exist. I wasn't gonna like have someone else build it or pay them money to do it. It's just like it was a project for me, so it was like I had an end goal, and that's why I was writing code for that. I use Framer for my prototyping, and I've been using that for whatever three years now, and as I've been using that, it's actually I use it to create prototypes of designs. Like that's my end goal. So the reason I'm writing code again is not because I just want to write code. It actually has like a really functional part of my design process. But the craziest thing is, over the past 3 years of writing like Framer, I think I've actually developed better understanding of like programming concepts. So now that when I do write code and other ways to actually like meet some sort of end goal in an app or something or a website, I feel more confident and coherent in my skill set. So it's actually been kind of accidental that I've gotten more mature in my abilities.
Well, how about this though? How about this argument? The day only has 24 hours, right? And you choose how to spend those 24 hours. You only have a limited amount of time to invest in what you do. So why should you invest your time in learning how to code in JavaScript or whatever through Framer, where you could learn it like maybe like drawing, right? So you can better understand how to do icons, or why not maybe learn soft skills so you can like get better at that part of your design, maybe become more like a PM. You know, how do you choose where to spend your time, and should it be specifically coding what you choose to do?
Depends completely on what you value. For me, like side projects and stuff like that are often, there's no resources for these things. Like we have to do them ourselves. I have to do them myself. I wouldn't be able to like pull off these side projects if I had to rely on other people to do them. So it makes you a little more self-sufficient. And if you know your limitations and you work within them, you can accomplish stuff by writing code yourself that otherwise wouldn't be part of your thing. That may not fit for everybody. It's like designer A from like my example before is like, designer A is like, I want to be a great designer and I want to like know everything about design, and that's what's important to me. And in the end, like my goal is to be just like so phenomenally well-versed in design that is what I specialize in, and code has nothing to do with it. Cool. But I'm like a generalist designer. Yeah, but, like
nobody thinks that way though, or like very few people think that way of like, this is what I do, nothing else.
Think
this
about
is
like someone in typography or something, like they only care about typography, right? Like
I don't know if that's true. Like maybe some people do, but I imagine those people have interest in marketing and branding and just general graphic design, right? Like one of the hardest things for me as I was exiting college was to narrow it down to an area that I liked, right? Because in college they teach you like everything from like marketing, branding, graphic design, interactive design, and like ideally they teach you a whole slew of things and you go out into the world and it's like, hey world, I can do all these things. But that doesn't necessarily make you hireable, right? Like you have to be good at one of those things or a few of those things. So how do you find that one thing that you want to focus on? How do you find that passion for code or whatever, right? Like one of the reasons you kind of guide yourself is I want to become employable. So then I look up to people that have positions that I admire and I ask them, hey, should I learn how to code? Is that what I need to learn? And then they're like, oh, whatever you want. But they're like, well, I just want a job.
So that's the perfect answer then. Like, should you code is like, do you want more resources in your arsenal to be hired for? Right? Or more resources in your arsenal to do stuff with. If you want it, do it. Oh no, this is ending where we started. But the point is, like, it all depends on what you value. Like, no one should have to do anything.
No. I fundamentally disagree with that. Designers have to do something. Like they have to know how to do something, right? Like, there is a a level of requirements for design, right? You need to understand, you know, composition and visual harmony and you need to understand system architecture, and you need to understand patterns across apps. You need to learn from the users, etc. So there are some things that you must know. Like, I don't think of design as this open door. Anybody can be a designer, come over and anybody can do it. You know, like, no, like there needs to be some sort of qualification for you to be a designer. The question is coding within those qualifications?
Well, I'm getting on like a side of this fence that I never thought I would be on. As far as what you just said, no, coding is not part of those like qualifications. On the other hand, if you were to ask me the question, should everyone know how to code? My answer would be yes. Like, sure. Everyone should learn. Like, if you think about what the future looks like, more than likely, like, people writing code is the majority of progress and building in society in a lot of ways. So why would you not want to be part of that? Like, unless you just really wanted to focus on something hyper specific, like visual design, typography. Like, there's elements that basically, like, but even like if you're making fonts, like, you can make better fonts if you can write code, right? There's like a lot to do there. So I just don't see any reason not to learn to code.
Time is the biggest reason, right? Like, I only have so much time in my day.
But you don't have to get great at it. It's not like, it could be a very casual part of your life to like learn to code. Like, I've been like doing this for a really long time now, and it's like I don't spend like a ton of time learning to code. I just pick up little stuff along the way.
Yeah, but imagine how much better you could be at Overwatch if you didn't code.
You had to bring that up. It's brutal. I've been having a low self-esteem week, and you just like slash me with that one.
So we've established, you, if hypothetically you were building a design team, coding is not necessarily a requirement, but it will send a signal about curiosity and being a sort of tinkerer.
That is an additional resource, and that is cool.
So
you're a pizza boy and you have a car already? Great. Like, you know,
and you can code. So maybe thinking about code in a way that is a bit more inclusive, like code is kind of like grammar or like math, yeah. Right? Like, it's just a tool that helps you understand the world around you and helps you solve problems systematically.
It's like the building blocks of logic, right? So you have things like Automator in macOS, or like scripting sort of languages, where it's the bare minimum amount of actual like code, but the idea is that, or like, what's a if then if IFTTT, what is it called?
If you then me then that then this, no. If this then that,
if this then that, yeah. So like things like that are building blocks of automation, and like you can accomplish stuff with those things, and you really gain, like, using origami actually gives you a lot of understanding of how code works. There's really no code that you deal with when you use origami, but using it will let you kind of understand the logic of the building blocks of what the engineer will have to go through when they actually try to build it. Like, if you can't accomplish it in origami or a framer or whatever, like, you probably can't just hand it to an engineer and they'll be like, oh yeah, no problem, right? Because if you couldn't think it out and figure out like how it actually functions, they probably can't either. So yeah,
there you have it, the final statement on should designers code, yes or no. Fret time is an unequivocal maybe. This has been Fret Time with your host Gabriel Valdivia
and Charlie Dietz.
Hit us up on Twitter. Our handle is BrettTimeFM. We have a website as well, which is BrettTime.fm, that has a ton of episode and content for you to check out and really immerse yourself in what it is like to be in a room with both of us eating bread and talking about stupid shit like true designers code or not.
If you found this episode extremely painful, it's Gabe's fault.